Lemons, Lord, from on paths. All energy is directed down to a single point, as with but one blow he hammers the bullet into the kick goat's skull, just as deftly he slits its throat, draining the blood. Still warm, what was once all muscle and resistance lays limp in the straw, while a sibling is tied with a short snatch of rope and wrenched up to the scale in one smooth motion. More than 12 kilos means certain death. He carries the two carcasses by the hind legs, one in each hand, working hard to keep their dangling heads with their stubby little devil's horns out of the freshly fallen snow, making his way from barn to his basement, where he'll dress the meat. Three of the village children peek out from the side of the barn, their brush cherub faces watching the scene as if from a slightly distant, more subtle realm of being. A lean black dog growls and snaps, cutting frenzied figure eights in the snow around the farmer's slow, methodical, all business-like trek back to the house. In a distant city, a dinner party is about to begin. It is spring. Everyone is dressed in their Sunday best. How tender, they say. At that same moment, the farmer and his family say grace and cross themselves. From a window above, inside at the table, almost timeless, happy, faces look down into their steaming bowls of fresh stomach stew. Outside, in the mountain darkness, snow falls without a whisper of wind, flake by flake, erasing all the travail of another day's passage. Truly, if there were indeed angels, how they would endlessly love to discuss the mysterious ways our world of earthlings is threaded together anew. Each time a life is taken, each time it snows, each time we break bread.